The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Guided meditation. And this morning, my topic for the talk, I thought to talk about working with thoughts. And so in the guided meditation, I'll include a little bit of an exploration around working with thoughts, but we'll basically start by just settling in. I find it often helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to see if there can be some relaxation. Physical relaxation of the body, as much as is available, will support the mind to relax a little bit. And so we'll start with a relaxation of body, just kind of scanning through the body and checking in. Is there tension? Can it be relaxed? And so starting at the top of the head, just noticing whatever sensations are there. And seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles, the crown of the head, around the forehead. Relaxing around the eyes. Something that might support sometimes when we're meditating, it's almost like we're trying to look with our eyes and just see if you can, behind your closed eyes, allow it to be a soft gaze. No, not using the eyes. So relaxing the eyes and around the eyes. And relaxing down the back of the head. Relaxing the face, around the mouth, the jaw, seeing if the jaw can be soft. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Softening the arms, the elbows, the wrists, the hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Softening, seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles around the rib cage. And maybe taking a deeper breath at this point, which can support a relaxation, not only physically of the stretching of those muscles around the rib cage, but also through the deeper intake of oxygen. And so noticing both how the stretching of those muscles and the releasing of those muscles on the out-breath and the deep breath of oxygen supports a relaxation. And letting the breathing return to normal. Softening across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. And sometimes we can even check into and notice some tension deep inside the hip socket. Seeing if there can be a softening there. Relaxing the thighs, the upper legs, the knees, shins and calves, ankles and feet. Now checking into a broader sense of the body. Sometimes it can be supportive and possible to request or just drop in a request to our system. May the body relax. And then not try to do it, but just see, how does the body respond to that request? May the body relax. Sometimes I find there's some release somewhere that I didn't even know was held. A deeper relaxation and letting go. May the body relax. And then sometimes deep within the body, there's a possibility also of relaxing. Not always, but just explore as I name these areas. See if there can be a softening here. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and intestines can relax. And then too, maybe the mind can relax. So if there's any kind of sense of mental tension or sometimes worries, concerns, anxieties, judgments, memories that are triggering, maybe we can allow mental tension to soften and relax. And sometimes requesting this also, sometimes we can request, may the mind relax. And sometimes our system knows how to relax in a way that we don't consciously know. May the mind relax. May the mind relax. And as the body and mind relax, it creates a container in which a very natural kind of awareness of what's happening in the present moment can be possible. It can be very natural. And so in this moment, are you aware? Just recognizing. You don't have to know how you know you're aware, but just, are you aware? And maybe what is kind of the most obvious thing that you're aware of, which probably is body. Might be something going on in the mind, but often the body is a pretty obvious experience. Recognizing this physical body sitting here upright. This contact with the earth, the floor, the chair, the cushion or bench. Maybe for some of you a sense of almost, you know, vibratory energy sometimes available as the mind gets relaxed. That we can touch into kind of an energetic sense of aliveness in the body. Relax. Don't try to look for it. And just settle back and see what's available to be received. And so there's this body that's often pretty obvious. Also, sound can be obvious, hearing. And this too can be a field of awareness, of mindfulness. We don't have to reject any experience in our mindfulness practice. And so if sound is, if we're aware of sound, just exploring receiving, knowing that hearing is happening. You don't have to identify the sounds, but almost just take it in like ambient. Almost like music, we can take it in. Just the flow of shifting, changing sounds, some subtle, some more obvious. Sounds outside, sounds in the building, the sound of my voice. Relax and just receive. Hearing is happening. And there are also moods, emotions that may be there. Sometimes these are stronger than others. And if they are, can you just connect with how is it to be a human being with this as an obvious experience, this feeling, this emotion? So in relaxing, connecting to this capacity we have to be aware, and noticing our human experience, body sensations, hearing, moods, emotions. Thoughts are also a part of our human experience, and one that we often have a conflicted relationship with in meditation. And so I'd like to invite you, rather than considering thoughts to be a problem, they are just another aspect of our human experience. And we can be aware of them. We can be mindful. In our sitting meditation, one of the most important aspects is that we explore recognizing that thinking is happening as opposed to being lost in thinking. And so, in noticing thinking is happening, while we're doing formal sitting meditation, it's usually helpful to not necessarily explore the content or be aware of the content of thinking, but we should definitely explore the possibility that we can know how thinking affects us. And so in this exploration this morning, in this meditation, I'd like to encourage you, if you notice a thought, notice a pattern of thinking emerging, rather than having the attitude of, oh, thinking, come back to something else. Explore, oh, thinking is happening. How is this affecting my body? How is this affecting my emotions? And that's a kind of a touch point of the thought into the present moment. So connecting to your body, being present, opening to human experience. It's fine if you want to connect the breathing or something to support you to be present. And yet as thinking arises as it will arise during this time. When thinking arises, rather than kind of jerking yourself back to something else, seeing if you can hover in the terrain of how that thought has affected you. Does that thought create tension in the body? Does it produce feelings, emotions? It's also possible that thoughts can produce not tension, but release, joy, delight, love. And so be open to that possibility also as you explore. Touching that edge of noticing, thinking is happening, and how does it affect this being? Relax. Sometimes it can be useful to go back to that request. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And then receiving, opening to, being aware of this body, this mind, this humanness sitting here right now.